This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. Itzhak Perlman recently marked his 70th birthday. He's been playing violin for most of those years and says he's still deeply touched by the music. His latest recording demonstrates his musical passion. It features two early Romantic era violin sonatas, one by Gabriel Fauré, the other by Richard Strauss.
I played these works for many, many years, but when we recorded it, I still felt, so moved by the music. Some people say, what kind of challenge do you have, for the future? And I always say to them, my challenge is to stay interested in what I do. I should not think about it as, oh, not again, which I don't, And so I feel that it's very lucky that I can actually go on stage and be inspired by the music.
Itzhak's chamber partner on this new release is his longtime friend and colleague, pianist Emmanuel Axe.
I've known Manny for many, many years. I don't remember any time that we did not know each other. But we've never recorded together. And those two sonatas, which I have been playing in recitals for many years, I realized all of a sudden, hey, I've recorded almost everything else in the repertoire. Why not these? And so one time, we were just sitting down for dinner and I would say, listen, we should really do this.
What happened is a feast for our ears. Gabriel Fauré's teacher, Camille Saint-Saul's, set of Fauré's work. In this sonata, you can find everything to tempt a gourmet. Perlman, who's a bit of a gourmand himself, agrees that it is rich and aromatic.
The way I think about the Fauré is not so much about food, but about wine. For me, this is the Pinot the Pinot Noir of music. So there is an aroma when you sort of smell the wine that has this ambrosia kind of flavor to it. And that's what I think about it when I play this piece. It's like a fine French Burgundy. When you think about Fauré, you think about a group of composers that had similar kind of attitude towards harmony. I think about Franck. I also think about Chausson, that kind of harmonic machinations, progressions, and so on, which are associated very, very much with French composers and so on. Of course, the colors are in the score, and of course, the musicians. A challenge is to express these colors in a way that does justice to the music.
Richard Strauss's violin sonata in E-flat major is much more dramatic. The second movement was written as a love poem to his future wife.
There's an intimacy about it, but there's an unabashed romanticism. And I think about just sitting in one of those cafe houses, in the corner and having a pastry and then listen to a pianist in the corner doing a little bit of background music and so on. So it's a very intimate kind of flavor in that particular section.
Creating a scene to accompany a piece of music is not uncommon. It's a technique Itzhak encourages his students to try as well.
If there's something that will help you interpret a piece, whether it's a story, whether it's a painting, whether it's a scenario, and so on, then just do it. So when it comes to either the Strauss or the Fauré, I can think about just colors. Strauss has more intense colors, while the Fauré is more pastel.
Rich and creamy or soft and hazy, this new sonata recording with Itzhak Perlman and Emmanuel Axe is tantalizing for the ears and the imagination. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.